Welcome to Locked on Heat, your daily podcast covering all things Miami Heat. However you might be tuning in on YouTube, Odyssey, or on your favorite podcast app, thank you so much for making Locked on Heat your first listen every day. I'm Wes Goldberg, going solo today without my usual co-host, David Ramil, just for a short video because I wasn't even planning on doing anything today, a quick podcast, but video surfacing of basically Max Strus hitting a game-winning shot at a Chicago pro-am, and while the game winner itself isn't all that newsworthy because it's just some sort of pro-am run, it's cool, and there's actually quite a bit of things from the rest of the video that's worth diving into, including some hints as to how Max Strus has been working on his game over the offseason, and then later on, we'll get into what his role will be next season. But let's quickly just take a look at the video here, because it's pretty neat. So you see already Strus kind of going for, I messed that up. Let's go back here. Strus, first clip that they're showing here from the Ball Is Life Twitter account, him off of a turnover hitting a windmill dunk. Then he pulls up for a three-pointer. That's usual Max Strus kind of stuff. Comes back off the dribble. Boom. Crosses over hands. Uses the left hand for a layup. Another pull-up three-pointer. Comes off a screen and then hits a lob here. And I want to pause it there because that's the really interesting thing. So the game-winning shot, another three, a pull-up three-pointer, a normal thing for Max Strus. Now, he was mostly used as a catch-and-shoot guy last season, but obviously in a pro-am, he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot more because he's probably better than everybody else on the court, or most everybody else on the court. I'm not really sure if there was any other NBA players in this run. I wasn't able to find that information, but that part's normal. What was really impressive is the lob, which I'll get to here in a second, and then that windmill dunk. So he hits that windmill dunk off of some sort of turnover, it looked like, off of 2 feet. And that part to me is interesting because this is a guy who did not dunk a whole lot last season. He had just 7 dunks all of last season, according to NBA's tracking data. And he actually missed a couple of dunks too. So he was 7 of 9 on dunk attempts overall, which is like 70-something percent, which is not a great rate for dunking. Strus is really athletic, but it's not a guy that was typically getting to the rim. Now, I don't think that is an indictment on his overall athleticism. I think it's just more of the kind of shots that he was taking. He was supposed to be a floor spacer for Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, and so obviously most of his shots are going to come from beyond the arc. But if he can add some of this to his game, and this is one of the reasons the Miami Heat like him so much, is because he is a little bit more dynamic off the dribble than Duncan Robinson was, which is why Strus eventually overtook Duncan Robinson in the starting lineup, was just because of the other things that he can do other than just obviously the three-point shooting. So if he can get to the rim more, be a little bit more of a dynamic offensive player, this is a team that desperately needed more dribble creation outside of Jimmy Butler in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Boston Celtics. So Strus isn't going to be the only answer, obviously. Most of that is going to fall on Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, those two guys continuing to develop. And then Kyle Lowry coming back in better shape and better condition. So, but if Strus can take advantage of those creases, attack off the dribble a little bit more, and expand his floor game a little bit more, that's going to really help Miami's offense overall. The other part was that lob. Again, it's just a short little clip from Ball Is Life that found this during a Chicago pro-am run that Max Strus was involved in. But so you don't want to read that much into it. But if he's able to start that lob that he threw, the timing was really good and the touch was really good. And so there's a hint there that could also be part of his game. If you look at the steps in Max Strus's development, at least offensively, it would start obviously with, all right, be an elite three-point shooter. And then what can you do? All right, well, now you're attacking off the dribble. Maybe you're dunking a little bit more. And then defenses have to respect you a little bit more. They have to think twice when they're coming in hard with closeouts, because they know now that maybe you can attack that closeout and take advantage of that and get to the basket. And then the third layer of that is, all right, now that help defense starts rotating towards you after you attack those closeouts, then what do you do? If that big center slides over in the lane and takes away that layup or dunk attempt, what happens next? And if Max Strus is able to hit that lob or kick out for passes out into the perimeter, that opens up everything in his game. And this is how somebody like Max Strus can stay in the rotation, because we saw last year, Duncan Robinson, his three-point shot falls off a little bit. He goes away from being a 44% three-point shooter or whatever it was, elite, top 1% level of the league, 99th percentile, and then he just falls off, ends up shooting 37, 38%, which is fine. It's above average. It's good. But when you're not bringing everything else to the table, when you're bad defensively and you're not able to attack off the dribble or make plays for others, all of a sudden your value drastically dips. And this is one of the ways Max Strus can maintain his spot in the rotation. Even if, for whatever reason, that three-point shot regresses a little bit, if he's able to do these other things, he's going to make sure that he could stay in the rotation, unlike what happened to Duncan Robinson as last season went on. That brings us to the next part of this, which is what happens with Miami's lineup. So if Max Strus is able to maintain a spot in that rotation. Now, let's remember, he started 18 games in the playoffs. He was the starter for Miami in the playoffs. Started 16 of the 68 games he's played in the regular season. So he ended up getting that starting job, but I don't think he has the inside track to that starting two-guard spot. I still think that there's enough pressure on the organization to have to start Tyler Hero, especially if they end up giving him this extension, which we expect will probably happen if he's not traded, and we don't think that he is going to be traded right now. So what happens next? There's been a lot of talk about what that starting lineup is going to look like. Are you going to play Jimmy Butler at the four next to Bam Adebayo? Will you start three-guard units? Can Max Strus play small forward? I don't really see that happening. Strus is a big guy. He's a strong guy. He's an athletic guy, but he's just, you are leaving yourself so small if it's Kyle Lowry, 6'1", Tyler Hero, 6'5", Max Strus, 6'5", Jimmy Butler, 6'7", 6'8", and then Bam Adebayo, 6'9", 6'10". That is such a small lineup. You're already giving up so much size in that front court, whether it's Jimmy Butler or Caleb Martin starting at the four, even Haywood Highsmith starting at the four, Bam obviously being a smaller-sized center. You're already giving up so much size in your power rotation. I just don't know how much more size you can feasibly give up on the perimeter as well, right? Then you're just playing really, really small. And by the way, like, there's not like a Steph Curry-like talent on the perimeter to really make you want to lean into that kind of offensive philosophy where you're going to say, hey, we're going to be small, but we're going to outshoot everybody or out-offense, outscore everybody. So I don't know that that's going to be the case in terms of the starting lineup. That said, I still think it ends up being Kyle Lowry, Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler, probably Caleb Martin, but maybe Haywood Highsmith makes a claim at that starting power forward spot, or maybe Miami makes some sort of move for another starting caliber power forward before the start of the regular season. That's also a possibility. And then obviously Bam is playing center. But just because you're starting games a little bit more traditional that way does not mean that later in games and during games, you're not going to experiment with other types of lineups. One lineup I think they'll definitely experiment with, especially early in the season, is two big lineups with Bam Adebayo playing power forward and maybe Dwayne Dedman or Omer Yurtseven playing center. I think we'll see quite a bit of that. But in terms of Max Strus, I also think we're going to see the opposite of that, which is going small with three guard units, with Lowry or Gabe Vincent, Tyler Hero, Max Strus, and then Jimmy Butler sliding down to the four and Bam Adebayo. We saw quite a bit of that last year, even when the Heat did have PJ Tucker, because the general concept is, hey, Jimmy Butler is great in space. Create as much space for him as possible. And if you have units of Hero and Strus and Lowry out there, those are guys that you have to guard beyond the perimeter. And that's just going to make even that's going to create even more room for Jimmy and Bam to operate in pick and rolls in the middle of the floor, hit Bam with a lob, etc. And if Strus can become more of a focal point in terms of just, again, the overall floor game, now those lineups just become so much more dynamic as opposed to just, hey, it's Jimmy and Bam in the middle of the floor with guys who are just spreading the floor as catch-and-shoot guys. We saw the diminishing returns of that, right? That wasn't a lineup that Miami could go to. It was a lineup they had to go to, but it wasn't a lineup that was able to get them over the hump when they really needed to. What they needed was more like dynamic kind of players off the dribble. Haven't even mentioned Victor Oladipo, who could also be a part of lineups such as that. So, look, I just thought this was a good opportunity to just talk about Max Strus a little bit more. I know I said that I think Tyler Hero will end up being the starting shooting guard, and that's a position that I've basically maintained this entire offseason. I still do believe that, but I don't think it's going to be handed to him. Not whatsoever. that is going to be an open roster spot, that or starting spot when the Heat get into training camp. Max Strus doing the work over the summer, just like Tyler Hero and everybody else is, but Max Strus clearly doing the work over the summer right now. He's going to come into camp trying to keep that starting spot that he earned last year. So not a given that Tyler Hero is going to go ahead and just be handed that starting shooting guard spot. Max Strus is going to make him work for it. We'll be back next week with more episodes of Locked On Heat. I'm Wes Goldberg. Thank you for subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and thank you for liking and subscribing on YouTube. Have a great weekend.